latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports and video games. Your host, Norris Howard, here, opening the show with a very special guest, Caitlin Teniente. She is the new head coach of the esports program out at St. Mary's College in San Antonio, down there in Texas. So, first of all, Caitlin, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. Not doing too bad today. Looking forward to the weekend.
Awesome. And you know, first off, tell us a little bit about your background, games that you, you know, sort of specialized in, and a little bit about how you ended up the head coach of the St. Mary's esports program.
Sure. So I first got my taste of esports when I was a student at the University of Texas at San Antonio. A friend and I ran, you know, League of Legends LAN parties and online tournaments while we were students there. After that, I started working out of Houston, running esports events for Super League Gaming. And then I think maybe a year later, CSL hired me to be a League of Legends community coordinator. And then the summer between seasons, actually, between, what is it, 2019, 2020, one of those, I had an internship at Wizards of the Coast working on their esports marketing, and then I came back for another season with CSL, and then I just, back in March, so not just, but it feels like just, accepted the position at St. Mary's. So it's been, you know, 3 or 4 years of just concentrated esports.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because you talk about being 4 years into esports, and for people nowadays, I mean, you're a veteran now at 4 years. You know, usually you talk about traditional sports and people talk about, oh, I've been doing this for 30, 40 years. 4 years, you're like a veteran. You are an expert in the field, because to most people, unfortunately, the field is so new. But we know it's got a long legacy and it's been around for a very long time. But you're now the head coach at St. Mary's. Is that a new program? Is it a program that's been there? You know, what sort of program is it? Will it be varsity as well, is a big question.
Right. So this is, or St. Mary's Esports is a varsity program. We do live under the athletics department, and this upcoming school year will be our first year. So we are brand spanking new.
Awesome. Awesome. And so with that, you know, and I know it's very early, but is there scholarships that your team will be offering for various esports?
So for our first year, we are not awarding any athletic scholarships for esports. We're leaning pretty heavily on our academic merit scholarships for incoming freshmen and transfer students. We are very much so academics first. So that's what year one looks like. Future, that's gonna depend.
Awesome, awesome. And just so everybody out there knows, in year one, what esports do you guys intend on participating in?
So back in March and a little before that, we did kind of like a student survey to get a good idea as to what people were playing, what their rank was looking like, and what they would want to play competitively. Based off of that, we are in the midst of summer tryouts, and right now we are looking at Overwatch, League of Legends, and possibly CSGO. It's going to depend on tryouts. And then come fall, we're going to add a few more games to tryouts to number one, finish out our Overwatch team and League of Legends team, and then also explore several other games that have been very popular this summer.
Yeah, we're talking to Caitlin Teniente of St. Mary's University. She is the head coach of the esports program there. And, you know, I definitely want to touch on this, because I've been talking about college esports for a while now, and I'm absolutely sure that I can think of maybe two other female head coaches in really the country of bigger programs. I'm sure there are more because I've been talking to every college, but you're one of the first. And so how does that feel? And do you feel like there is sort of a extra microscope, or do you see it as a advantage moving into this position?
You're number one. You are right. There are only a handful. I mean, I can maybe name three other women who are either head coaches or the head of their esports program. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, that aspect being pointed out, I think my mind immediately goes to, you know, let's make sure we do this right. Let's make sure that we, you know, operate in a way that our program is a model for others, and that, you know, we are trying to be as inclusive and, you know, keeping feedback lines open with our community as possible. And by doing so, I definitely feel that we've gotten an influx of female gamers who feel more comfortable trying out for our Overwatch and League of Legends team, which is, you know, great for me to see. It may also be due to the fact that, you know, we're 5 years removed from the first time I ran tryouts, and it was majority men. So, you know, I think both things are in a positive trend.
Awesome. And just the last question, and when it comes to coaches and administrators, I usually like to ask this question, is that, you know, what sort of program do you want to run? How do you want to run the ship? You know, and what is going to attract students all around Texas and the country beyond to your program as opposed to many other programs? What is going to make you guys unique?
I think there's several things that make us unique. I mean, I think all of, you know, a ton of other varsity programs will say, you know, we're academics first. We, you know, we want to focus on competitive excellence, which is great. You know, we're all aligned there. We all want to win. But I think what makes St. Mary's Esports unique is the support that we have from the university, the support and energy we get from the athletics department, and the enthusiasm from the student body. One of the things that I really was impressed by when I was first in talks and in interviews was that they repurposed an old conference room in their university center, like the main building on campus, to be the esports arena. So when you walk into the student center, like if you're going to go get lunch at Chick-fil-A, you look up and the arena is right there. Like it is, they've really, I guess, you know, woven the esports program into, you know, not just the physical campus, but it is being, you know, incorporated with admissions and student orientation. And again, there is just a lot of support. So my hope is that players feel that they're supported by the school, that they're supported by their peers, and that, you know, we're not just playing games in some basement at the bottom of a building that no one cares about anymore. Alongside that, one of the things that we are really, I guess we really wanted to hit the ground running with was developing these players. So if you've seen any of our social media, we have said multiple times there's no ranked requirement to try out. You just have to be a full-time student in good standing. You've got to own the game that you're trying out for, and your account has to be in good standing. So if you can meet those, come try out. We're going into this with the mindset that we're not going to have, you know, the top 10 players in North America on our team right out the gate, but that the players that we do decide to pick and select for our teams are going to be those that are really coachable, really flexible, willing to learn, willing to give feedback, and essentially grow into that role, whatever that might be, given the game. With that being said, we've got a checkpoint goal system for our players. Basically, beginning of the semester, you sit down with either Mac and I, and we lay out four different goals: an academic goal, an in-game goal, a wellness goal, and a non-gaming related goal. We have specifically carved out or blacked out practice days so that you can, you know, go to your academic advisor if you're, you know, worried about next semester, or go to tutoring, or use it as a study hall for midterms, finals, Or if you want to take that 2-hour block and go to the gym and try to hit your fitness goal, totally up to you. We've also scheduled out dates for team outings so that we can, you know, work on our communication, do something fun, do something non-gaming related. And again, you know, that non-gaming goal, if you want to, you know, explore new clubs, explore new interests, well, hey, you've got a 2-hour block to go to that club's meeting or what have you.
Right.
And then at the end of the semester, we check back in, see if there was growth to that goal and, you know, adjust the goal points or, you know, set a new goal for the next semester with the hopes that these players, you know, enjoyed the experience and that they're, you know, staying on top of their academics as well as the competition.
Awesome. That's a really interesting and innovative way to sort of think about the wellness and the wholeness of the experience. I really like hearing about stuff like that from coaches because a lot of that is now being applied in traditional sports as well. It has been for the past few years, and it's great to see esports doing that as well. Caitlin Teniente has been our guest here from St. Mary's College, or excuse me, St. Mary's University out in San Antonio. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you guys all the best in the semester ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I look forward to the rest of the year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tanisha, and here at Checkpoint XP on campus, we are celebrating Best Friends Day. Today, we are highlighting the friendship between Max and Chloe on Life is Strange. These two childhood friends lose contact after Max and her family move from Arcadia Bay, but reconnect once Max moves back. Like many friendships, they have their ups and downs, but united, Chloe and Max team up to solve the disappearance of fellow student Rachel Amber and learn how to use Max's psychic and time-traveling abilities to save Arcadia Bay from a dangerous storm. Now that is friendship. For Checkpoint XP on campus, I'm Tanisha.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports and video games. Norris Howard here alongside Jacob Brothers. And we are talking right now about Eastern Michigan University. And yes, I know I'm an old Detroit, Michigan boy, and we got Jacob, the guy who's into Michigan sports. But Eastern Michigan made a big move, and they have partnered with Gen G Esports. Now, if you are unfamiliar, Gen G Esports is one of the biggest names in esports, period, headquartered in Seoul, South Korea. I mean, they get it done. Now, these are the guys that run the Seoul Dynasty, man. So, Jacob, just on the surface, how cool is this?
I mean, it sounds pretty sick, and I mean, not really for the Korean Overwatch League team because they're not that good, but no, for everything else, the High School Invitational, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening here. And they did just partner with Puma, I saw recently, so they're also going to be looking fresh on top of all this.
See, okay, hold on. Before we even go any further, okay, if Eastern Michigan University gets any of the stees from, you know, Gen G, because listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Seoul Dynasty is consistently the best dressed Overwatch team, period.
Oh, they look good.
I noticed from personal experience, I've met many of them. Hung out with him. Toby has the most fire shoe game probably of any Overwatch player that I've ever personally met. But flat out, so yeah, that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But in terms of Eastern Michigan, I hope they get some of that steez, but you're right. There's a lot going on here, starting with the Eastern Michigan University Gen G Futures program that is underway right now. You can participate in this right now. But Jacob, tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, it is a 30-day social media relay on Instagram and Twitter, highlighting student success stories with current students and alumni across business, technology, gaming, and athletics. Which 30-day social media campaign, can't really go wrong with that, especially if you're highlighting students, old and new. Seems like everyone wins to me.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, again, social media, we understand, is a big push. We understand that, you know, without good social media, your brand is trash. Mm-hmm. So if Eastern Michigan really wants to, you know, increase the stature of what it is that they're doing, social media has got to be a good part of it. But you mentioned something, the high school invitational, and my antennas instantly went up. What is that, man?
The high school invitational, it's a Super Smash Brothers tournament, so it's going to be hosted every 2 weeks. Which, that's going to be sick. It'll be streamed live on Twitch and interact with Discord, so it'll be streamed in a place where people can watch it. Huge. A lot of esports don't do that. it will be online, though, which... We'll see, you know? It will continue to see. We'll see the first frame, and then we'll see the third frame a little bit later. So,
I mean, listen, I understand you got to do what you got to do for COVID, but, like, bruh, Smash's internet is... Like, I'm almost absolutely sure it runs off of an old AOL disk. Like, I'm almost sure that, like, they're a couple hours close from, completely ruining their free trial. Like, I don't understand why that internet, why that net code is consistently bad for mm-hmm. Smash, but, you know,
well, also, with this tournament, all the high schools are in the same region, and two GameCube cords are longer than 6 feet, you know, on opposite sides of a TV.
I mean, yeah.
They can make it work.
You could do that, and I mean, Eastern Michigan is in Ypsilanti, Michigan, so they're probably saying schools from Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, and maybe a few of the western Detroit suburbs will be able to participate. But even still, I mean, people don't have fiber. Ping is trash here sometimes. So, I mean...
I would see is once life does go back to whatever the new normal is... these high schools meeting physically would be great for, like, the grassroots high school Super Smash Brothers scene. Like, that would pan out phenomenally in years to come, too.
I think it would as well. And on top of that, again, not to toot our own horn, but Southeast Michigan is the illest place in the country for Smash. I am not exaggerating when I say that. We have some of the best Smash players in the world right here in Southeast Michigan. So... put some respect on the name. Very quickly, the last thing we got is a Women in Gaming initiative coming out of EMU. It's called Gamer Girls Getting It Done.
Great title.
I hate that name.
Flashy.
I'm not a big fan of that name, but it's all love. It's going to be a 3-day digital camp starting June 15th. It's a digital summit. So if you're interested, you'll be able to go in, you know, women gamers, female gamers, girl gamers from high school and beyond, they'll be able to join in this and see how the industry can better include more women. Important, because I'm really kind of, I don't want to talk to dudes anymore. I'm tired of it. All I do is talk to dudes all day. When it comes to this esports thing, I don't want to do it anymore. I want to actually talk to some women. So, and by the way, the registration fee for that is $99. So make sure if you got a few extra, a few extra lumps of change hanging around.
It seems worth it.
It's worth it. So make sure you guys go and check that out, because we need some women involved in this thing, man. Flat out.
Happy Pride Month, everyone. I'm Tanisha, and on behalf of Checkpoint XP on campus, we would like to honor Stream Queen's founder, Deer. Deer is a Twitch streamer who revolutionized the platform, providing a welcoming space for drag queens who love video games called Stream Queens. She became the first U.S. drag queen Twitch partner and is a TwitchCon ambassador. We thank Deer for making a great impact in the video game community.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're back. Checkpoint XP on campus, number one resource for collegiate esports and video games. Jacob, our co-host, had an opportunity to try out for Valorant team out in Vegas. We want to know what that experience was like because he's still here and he's not at the team house. So the hell happened?
That is such a great question. So I see a thing on Facebook saying, hey, Valorant. And I was like, I play Valorant. So I was like, I'll do it for the meme. You know, who cares? I'm bronze. So I apply, I go in, and they just did, they had everyone just play three games and change up the
lineup. This is with 8-bit esports out there in Vegas.
Yeah. And it was actually a team that wasn't just collegiate. So I was really going for it. And I was also going to Cali that weekend, but I was like, I'm bronze. Who cares? I'll try out. And so I try out. I get into my first lobby and the coaches had already said like, hey, you know, rank doesn't matter. We're just looking for personality because skill can be trained. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I go in and the first guy's like, so what's everyone's rank? And I was like, oh, I'm bronze. And there's like a little bit of silence. And I was like, well, what about you? He was like, oh, I'm whatever like second from the top is. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I play all three games. I get like a 0.5 KD, lose all three games. And I was like, all right, we get to the final breakout room. Like, you know, if you make a G League team, hit me up. I'll see you guys later. Everyone laughed because, you know, I was the worst. And so I get out of there. I go to Cali. I'm sitting at the In-N-Out drive-through the day after, ready to get my food. I didn't get an email because I said that if you make day two, you'll get an email. Never got an email. I see a ping in Discord saying, hey, Groovitude, are you online for day two? And I was like, it's me. And my friend who also competed at the same time, he was like, bro, you made day two. Oh, no. And I was like, there's no way this is real. I go into the Discord. Everyone's like, what do you mean you're not in town? And all I replied was the plankton image of, well, I didn't think I'd get this far. And that was it. And then to wrap the whole thing up, I get an email about day three. I'm like, oh, because I got home in time. I was like, they're going to give me a shot. And that was quickly followed by a comment that said, oh, this wasn't meant for you. And I was like, oh,
wow.
Okay. Well, good thing I am a gamer.
Listen, you know, I just want to commend you for even having, you know, even having the courage to go and try out because, listen, you had a chance. You made day two. They saw something there. They saw a twinkle in the eye, or at least over the internet, I guess. And they saw that the positioning was there. They could just try to teach the mechanical skill. I have faith in you. And so the next time that a trial comes up, we gonna send you. The next time a trial comes up, we say, I don't care what game it is. I don't care if it's Farming Simulator. You're gonna go and try it out.
Throw me in there. As long as I don't have to read, I'm good, you know?
Flat out. So, you know, that is really interesting. I would love to hear more about the process. If you guys have any questions about what that process was like, make sure you hit Jacob up. Jacob, where can they hit you up at?
They can hit me up at Twitter on Jacob_Brodoroki. And
you have the worst.
I have the best handle. I have the best image. I have the best header on Twitter. I could say without question. So,
okay. Well, no.
I don't know, brother. I got the fashion. I don't even know what the header is.
Your Twitter name is terrible. It's terrible.
Todoroki, like I have a word with you because that's false.
No, it's not good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.